Traffic. Let's go back to the traffic center and Eric.
And we've got emergency traffic now because of this accident southbound I-15 at the Highland Alpine exit. So this is right in the center lanes, and so far they haven't budged out of there. Right, it looks like just one right-hand lane is getting through, and this is stacking up to a point of the mountain. We also have southbound delays from 123rd South over to Bangor Highway, and don't be shocked if eventually those merge into one big slowdown. Northbound slowdowns also at SR-92 heading up to point of the mountain, and then beyond that, you've got brake tapping going on from the Bluffdale exit up to 123rd South. Andy.
Leaving downtown Salt Lake City, southbound 15 doesn't really slow down until about 45th South and Murray anymore, but you've got stop and go between 72nd and 90th South. Some northbound slowing heading into Salt Lake between 33rd and I-80. And looking at some delay near the mouth of Parley's Canyon where I-80 splits onto 215 to head south. Mark Jackson.
It looks much better. South Salt Lake up to the north interchange, northbound I-15, but then Davis County delays continue. Spotty between Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 also overflowing up into Fruit Heights. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9.